Then your last criterion is delivery in service of law and gospel. You keep coming back to law and gospel, don't you?
Joshua, you got the point. That's what it's all about. The sum of it all, yes, also including the delivery of the sermon, is all about proclaiming God's law and God's gospel in proper distinction. Think back on all of the elements that we've discussed here for sermon delivery. Every single one of them can serve to proclaim law and gospel in proper distinction. For example, a variation from a very loud moment
to a very soft moment
can signal a change from law to gospel. It can go the other way around as well. A moment of law could be very, very soft, using perhaps the low, intense tone, followed by a very big oratorical gospel that proclaims how magnificent it is to have been set free from that law under which we were suffering. The pacing from a moment that is very, very rapid, gaining tempo, building, can be followed by a long pause that separates the urgency of law to the sweet comfort of the gospel. The body movement can be intimate to express gospel. It can be distant to express law. All of the elements really do have the opportunity to set off law when we mean law and gospel when we mean gospel. The key is variation, isn't it? To show a difference between law and gospel in the delivery also. And also in the effectiveness of all of the elements, we make the law as stern as it really is to be, and the gospel as sweet as it certainly is to every single one of us. Joshua, you got the point. This preaching of law and gospel is really what it's all about. This is why sermon delivery matters. Thinking and thoughts, the key to all the elements, using whichever delivery system makes you feel the most comfortable, all and always to enable the proclamation of law and gospel as God intends for us to do as His preachers.